This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And the best figure skaters in the country will be vying for a spot on the Olympic squad as they compete in the U.S. Figure Skating Championships in St. Louis next week. Webster University Assistant Professor Evangeline Whitlock teaches stage management in the Sargent Conservatory of Theater Arts. She has deep roots in the world of figure skating and still regularly trains and performs, and I called her for some perspective.
I started skating when I was 5 years old. Right after the 1988 Olympics, our dad, my sister and I are both in the sport. Our dad decided that he wanted to get into skating as an adult. He was motivated by the Battle of the Bryans in that particular Olympic Games. And depending on who you asked, the story either went that I begged him to take me or that he asked if I wanted to go. But either way, we kept going back, and it has been pretty much a consistent thing throughout my entire life, competitively when I was younger, then more recreationally as I started to get into college and post-college. But there's only really been a couple of short gaps where I've thought I was done and inevitably come back to the sport.
When you watch these championships that are coming up in St. Louis, these are very significant because these are the trials for these athletes to see if they can get on the Olympic team. Talk about what you will be watching for as someone who's been immersed in this sport.
Oh, well, I'm really excited for the men's competition, actually. My sister and I were just talking this morning about what tickets, what sessions we want to buy. We can't go to everything, so we're trying to figure out what we want to go to. And the men's competition is, I think, the one I'm most excited about. I am a huge fan of Jason Brown. I love his skating. I've always been an admirer of his skating, which is so beautiful and so unique and different. And so that's kind of the particular competition I'm most excited for.
When it comes to these athletes, how much is physical, for example, the muscle memory that they just learn over time, and then how much of it is mental and emotional when they are performing?
Yeah, so I'll actually just answer this question from my personal perspective. Obviously, like, I am not at all on the same realm as the athletes that you'll see at the Enterprise Center. But for me, it's like the mental is just as, if not more, critical than the physical in some ways and at certain times. So, for example, last night our synchro team had practice, and I went in after a really busy day and sort of not the greatest day at work, and kind of had to completely shift gears to get my focus and my head in the game for what was happening at practice that night. And I think that that's a huge part of the sport. It is incredibly difficult. It can be painful, and you know, no one wants to get up at 4 a.m. to go into a cold ice rink and train for several hours, which is what these athletes are doing at this level. And so finding the space within yourself to keep going back when you've had a hard day, when you've had a hard practice, when something's not working, is just as much a part of the sport as the physical endurance and the physical training as well.
You mentioned being painful. Often when we watch, you'll see one of these athletes take a fall when they're doing a complicated move and pop right back up. What kind of mental resilience does that take to continue a performance when you know you've made an error like that?
My sister, who coaches, is always saying, like, you have to take things as they are and then move on. That part of the program is done. Keep going. There's no time to dwell on the past because you have to be in the moment and ready for what's coming up next. And so I think that's a part of the muscle memory and the physical training as well, is that you just train your body that when something goes wrong and you go down, you get right back up and keep going. Like, you, it's sort of the training of, I don't even have to think about this because I've trained for it and I've done it so many times. And then maybe the pain will come later, but also that's a part of the training too for me, is the kind of like understanding of what's just sort of normal bumps and bruises along the way, and what is something that is perhaps more serious. And I think that's an interesting lesson, actually. This is going on a little bit of a tangent, but that particular lesson I think is also one that carries into life when you're like, okay, is this normal pain and stress that I can just keep going and I'll get to the other side of it? Or is this pain and stress that my body and my mind is saying, stop, you need to stop, you need to slow down, that this is serious. So I think it's like an interesting parallel to life that figure skating can have in that way.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's talk about those life lessons, because you mentioned that you got interested during an Olympic cycle. I'm sure there are going to be a lot of little kids watching these performances and then going into the Olympics, and we'll probably have a surge in people entering figure skating programs. Let's be realistic. Obviously, only very few people reach the Olympic stage. So what would you say the lessons are for young people that get into this sport?
That's such a great question. I'll probably get a little emotional answering it. You learn discipline. You learn rigor. You learn what it means to persevere in something, regardless of how you're feeling on that particular day. I think you also learn like how to work with others and how to interact with people who you have a healthy level of competition with, and how to work with people that you may or may not be friends with off or on the ice, but it's something that you have to be collegial to them. You have to be sportsmanlike to them. And that's part of life. You have to work with people and interact with people that are not always going to be your best friends, but that's the world in which we live. And that's the beautiful part of the world in which we live, is that so many different people make up that world. And I think skating in just a very unique way teaches that, because of the complexities and difficulty of the sport. I think another thing for me too is levels of focus, I think, is also another just great life lesson. How do you focus on a task that is repetitive by design, and that's how you get better at something? So, for example, in my professional life, I'm a professor at Webster, and then I also am a freelance event stage manager and producer, and that type of work demands a lot of rehearsal, a lot of repetition, a lot of, okay, we did this yesterday, we're going to do it again today and again tomorrow. And being able to have that level of focus to deliver consistent results day after day after day is something that I think figure skating has uniquely prepared me to do, because that's exactly what you're doing in the sport. You're going back day after day after day, trusting that you're putting in the miles and that eventually the thing will work, or the thing will get better, or you'll make progress in some way, shape, or form. So those types of lessons are regardless of when you start skating, regardless of what age you get to when you, you know, decide you want to continue or move on, it's like that type of thing is gold in terms of the lessons that the sport can teach you. And I'll just say too, St. Louis has an amazing skating community. There are a ton of rinks at really affordable prices and great coaches and a long history of ice sport in all disciplines, not just figure skating. So it's exciting to have something here that will hopefully generate more interest in that sport as well.
That is Webster University Assistant Professor Evangeline Whitlock, a member of St. Louis Synergy, a synchronized skating team based in Webster Groves that performs across the country.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.